Cessna announces the beginning of production on the Corvallis TTX. Avadyne unveils their dual IFD 540 FMS GPS navcoms. And the JetBlue pilot's erratic behavior forces an emergency landing. This is Aero News for Wednesday, March 28, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Cessna announced today at the Lakeland fly-in that line flow has commenced on the Cessna Corvallis TTX. The TTX is a high-performance, single-engine luxury aircraft that holds the distinction of being the fastest commercial-certified piston-driven aircraft currently in production. The TTX is replacing the Corvallis TT and brings with it new capabilities, most notably the optional flight into known icing system. This proven de-icing technology extends the mission capabilities of the TTX, allowing business and recreational plans to stay on schedule even when some adverse weather conditions are encountered. The twin turbocharged TTX power plant and composite construction help make the TTX one of the strongest performers in its class. With a seating capacity for four and a class-leading cruise speed, the certified ceiling is 25,000 feet, allowing the TTX to overfly most adverse lower-altitude weather systems. Cessna expects to begin deliveries of the TTX in late 2012. Cessna announced a potpourri of other product news today in Lakeland, including the launching of Cessna Connect, a customized cloud-based program to help the Cessna owner or operator keep records, track flights, log expenses and tax reports, and connect with other owners and enthusiasts. The subscription-based service is currently designed to work with a desktop computer as well as an iPad or iPhone. Avadyne has unveiled a dual system configuration of their IFD 540 FMS GPS navcoms and demonstrated how its ByteFlight database architecture adds interoperability and cross-sync functionality, enhancing ease of use, redundancy, and safety. Dual IFD 540s allow a pilot to enter a flight plan using the full-screen QWERTY keyboard on one of the touchscreen units while simultaneously viewing a synchronized full-screen moving map on the other. In addition, flight plans stored or edited in one unit can be automatically synchronized to the other unit and vice versa. The plug-and-play IFD 540 is a slide-in replacement for the popular GNS 530 series navigators. Because it's the same physical size as the 530 and fits into the same tray, it is an incredibly easy and affordable retrofit for any aircraft. The IFD 540, with GPS, nav, comm, FMS, and 10-watt VHF transmit power, has a retail price of $16,995, including tray and installation kit, and is expected to be available in late 2012. Lakeland is not the only place in the world where aviation product news is being made. Piaggio Aero and CAEA, Beijing Aviation Investment Company Limited, have jointly introduced the Piaggio Aero P-180 Avante II aircraft in China, presenting the extraordinary Italian multi-utility aircraft for the first time as a certified aircraft in China. Piaggio Aero and CAEA Aviation are participating together at the 2012 Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition. The two companies have also announced that the delivery of the first two P-180 Avante II aircraft will take place next July. A JetBlue flight from New York to Las Vegas diverted to Amarillo, Texas Tuesday after the captain exhibited what TSA described as, quote, erratic behavior, end quote. After leaving the flight deck and reportedly trying to break into an occupied lavatory, passengers said the captain reportedly told them to, quote, say your prayers, end quote, as he ran up and down the aisle of the airplane. It was the plane's co-pilot who initially got the captain to leave the flight deck, and he then locked the door for security. A flight attendant made an announcement over the intercom asking passengers to restrain the pilot. He was eventually subdued by four passengers, one of them a former corrections officer. The captain was reportedly yelling about Iran and Afghanistan, though he does not seem to have any connection to the conflicts there or any other national security ties. After he was restrained, an off-duty JetBlue pilot, deadheading on the flight, entered the cockpit and assisted with the landing. JetBlue is calling the issue a medical situation. JetBlue is reimbursing the passengers and offering credit for twice the value of their tickets. The pilot was taken to a medical facility in Amarillo. The incident is under investigation by the FBI, FAA, and TSA. As expected, American Airlines has made good on its threat to ask a judge to void its union contracts after extensive negotiations have failed to produce an agreement in its bankruptcy proceedings. The carrier had asked for some 13,000 job cuts and other concessions as it formulates a plan to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The airline filed a motion Tuesday in U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan that throws out its collective bargaining agreements with its pilots union, as well as the flight attendants and members of the Transportation Workers Union. The move makes American a target for takeover attempts, according to a report in Bloomberg Businessweek, if a white knight comes in to offer a less austere package of concessions. Among the possible suitors mentioned, U.S. Airways Group, TPG Capital, and Delta Airlines. Still to come on this edition of Aero News, introducing Stratus, wireless streaming in-flight weather on your iPad, and phoning in an aerial prison break.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Wednesday, March 28, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The first completely wire-free weather receiver for the iPad has been introduced by App Aero, and it requires no monthly subscription. The new Stratus combines ADS-B capability and a GPS receiver into a single unit that wirelessly streams NEXRAD radar, text weather, TFRs, and aircraft position to the popular ForeFlight mobile app for iOS devices. The totally portable design includes an internal 8-hour battery, a high-gain internal antenna, and a Wi-Fi connection to the iPad, so Stratus can be placed on the glare shield and out of the way. The Wi-Fi connection allows multiple iPads to connect to Stratus, making it possible for two pilot crews to view weather on separate iPads. It is easy to move from airplane to airplane, making it ideal for renters, flying clubs, and corporate flight departments. Stratus is a collaboration between Sporty's, ForeFlight, and App Aero Systems. Stratus weighs less than 12 ounces and measures a mere 4 1/4 by 5 3/4 by 1 inch. Stratus is available for $799, comes with a wall plug and charging cable. And speaking of iPads, Garmin Pilot, a new aviation app for iOS devices, including the iPhone and iPad, and Android-based mobile devices, was introduced Tuesday. The app brings Garmin's aviation features to tablets and smartphones, offering pilots complete navigation, trip planning, duets, filing, weather, and electronic flight bag capabilities. Garmin Pilot is a free download for the first 30 days. After that, it's $9.99 a month or $100 a year. The Charles A. and Ann Morrow Lindbergh Foundation said Tuesday that the LEAP Electric Flight Program, which includes the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize, are merging effective immediately. The boards of directors of the Lindbergh Foundation and Creative Solutions Alliance, the nonprofit organization that runs LEAP, felt that since the missions of both organizations are so closely aligned, it made sense to combine efforts. The LEAP Electric Flight Program was founded to accelerate a new era in aviation and stimulate meaningful advances in the emerging electric aircraft industry through a range of activities, from prizes to advocacy. LEAP's high school education program supports the electric flight program by connecting students with aviation innovators. The students then showcase the industry through video storytelling. Eric Lindbergh, founder of LEAP, said, quote, "I am excited about the great potential for advancement in electric aircraft, which I believe will change the way we move about the planet. Combining the energies of LEAP and the Lindbergh Foundation will help to accelerate the development of a green aviation industry." End quote. Well, it sounded like something right out of a Hollywood movie, reminding us of Lex Luthor's escape from prison by a balloon. This time, a man on a rope suspended beneath an Mi-2 helicopter being lifted out of a Russian prison. But it wasn't Hollywood. This actually happened. Alexei Shestakov, a 36-year-old man, 10 years into a 24-year prison sentence for two murders, admitted to using a cell phone to book the helicopter to airlift him out of the prison near the small Russian village of Sheshkna. Shestakov reportedly had two accomplices on the outside who were also detained by the police, one, a woman named Tatiana Vazhalina, told investigators she had actually conceived of the plan. She had been corresponding with Shestakov while he was in prison. Shestakov was apprehended only a few hours after his escape and returned to prison. The accomplices were also found and charges are pending. Russian officials are considering whether to bring charges against prison employees who may have allowed violations such as the cell phone, which made it possible for him to escape. Curiously, there is no word of charges being filed against the helicopter pilot. That's it for this edition of Aero News. Time for us to auto-rotate out of here. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.